Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law on a Seahawks Sunday, no less. Got the Hawks opening up our home season finally here by game three.
Against those Cowboys.
Cowboys. Tough game today, but yeah, we got to win today,
man. We got to get this shifted, right? This needs to go another direction.
Yeah, shift has to happen here.
That's right.
Shift happens sometimes.
That's right. That's what we said.
I was told that on an airplane not too long ago. The flight attendant got up, and it had been kind of a fun flight, and she got up and said, "Now, be careful when you open up the overhead bins because shift happens."
That's right. And then it hits you in the head, right?
So I thought that was really great.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in this morning to Your Partner in Law. We're here every Sunday morning, have been for decades now, and kind of talking to you about planning, estate planning, business planning, real estate planning, your elder law planning, really because if we don't do planning during life and we just let things happen, it's kind of uncomfortable because the majority of us, and I'll certainly put myself and got Ted Hansen in the house this morning. Ted, I'm going to include you in this. Most of us want to be in control of ourselves in our decision making, in our finances, and in making our medical decisions. We all want to stay in control, of course. And many misconstrue the idea of staying in control. I've had folks say that, you know, doing their will or their estate plan, it's like, you know, foreshadowing a disability or a death. Well, the foreshadow of death is always there. When that happens, I don't know. It's all going to happen for all of us. Yep. Disability is far more sinister. That can happen at any time, and the outcomes are, well, wild and oftentimes devastating to folks. And what I try to describe to most folks, and I know you do too as well, Ted, that the way you stay in control is to have proper estate planning documents that are properly drafted with the provisions that are necessary for you, not provisions that are necessary for average, whatever that means, but what are right for you, and that you've empowered the right people to be able to act for you at the right time. That's control. Rather than spinning out of control when you don't have an estate plan, you do have an incapacity, or even following your death, and you end up with what we call chaos planning.
Yep, crisis planning.
Planning, and it's chaotic.
That's not what we want.
It never yields the best results. Yes. And, Ted, it's uncertain, right? We don't know who's going to be in charge, what they're going to be empowered to do. So in essence, folks, by not doing your estate planning, you are in fact losing control.
Yes,
in fact, you're
creating chaos.
You are ceding control over to the state, probably the last person or the last thing or entity on the planet that anyone would choose to say, that's who I want, you know, making my decisions. Yeah. I want the government, you know, making my decisions. And the government will do that. We have the laws of intestacy and the laws of incapacity and guardianship and all those things. So the state has a plan for us. And that's when we don't plan for ourselves. And, you know, just like in business planning, Ted, you know, we can open up a business and we have all these choices of business entities, you know, corporations, partnerships, limited liability companies. And, you know, what's really cool about all these is each one of those, you file your taxes on a different tax return. You pay taxes differently. You pay yourself differently. Same work. I mean, I'm a house painter. I could choose any of these different things. And if I get sued, further, each of these different types of entities offers certain types of remedies available to a court.
That's right.
And by having business entities, they limit your exposure to other assets, where if you're a sole proprietor, of course, that's the state's plan, and you're completely liable for all of your business acts.
And we don't love sole proprietors. I know there are a lot of you out there, but that's really a dangerous position to find yourself.
Yeah, and in today's world, folks,
it really is.
If you're a sole proprietor, please give us a call. Let's go over that. Let's take this risk out of your estate plan.
Entity up. That's what we call it.
Entity up. And it really does make a huge difference. Well, we have the same analogy going on in estate planning between wills and trust and our powers of attorney and our health care directives and a plethora of other documents, even bringing in business type entity documents into our estate plan or a variety of other types of irrevocable trust used for planning, all depending on one's individual circumstances, obviously the amount of wealth or lack thereof.
Tax issues. We get into a lot of those types.
You know, health care issues, charitable issues. I mean, it's just many.
You know what I always find funny about this, what we call planning paralysis, is most people spend more time figuring out what they're going to have for dinner than they do talking about their estate plan or any other plan. But just think about planning in general. Things always turn out better when you have some kind of a plan, right? They just do. Well, whether it's estate planning or planning your vacation or planning your meal tonight, right?
Well, how many people go down to, you know, the store, whether it's the big box store or specialty store or whatever, and they're going to buy their new big monster size flat screen TV? I found most people will go in there with the data in mind, and they're going to know every pixel on that thing. They're going to know every technical parameter of it, and they're going to be able to easily compare and contrast because those types of things are objective. We can touch, we can feel them.
Well, and they're fun.
They're fun. We can see it as a this has a new OLED screen on it.
Yeah, and it's curved.
And it's flexible.
I need that.
You know, I see they've got a cell phone now where it folds in two with the screen. I mean, you know, the technology.
That's not called the flip phone? Oh, that's a new one. Oh,
yeah. Okay. And the new technology is amazing. But, for the average, John or Jane out there, they're going to go buy one of these new fancy devices that, basically another enhancement of our computer system in the home. Everybody knows everything about it. Does it work with Alexa? Does it do this? Does it do that? Does it have Netflix?
Smart TV?
Is it a smart TV? And all these things. Everybody knows all those things.
Yep.
And yet, when I ask people, what type of investments do you have in your IRA? They go, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, do you have stocks, stocks, individual bonds? Do you have mutual funds? Maybe you set up what we refer to as a self-directed IRA and you own a piece of rental property in there. But what is the asset and the nature of that asset? Because that's what we need to work on from a planning perspective. And it really starts with a good, thorough understanding of your estate. What is your estate? And quite frankly, it's everything around you. It's all the people in your life. That's always remember, people are the key part of your estate plan, who are going to be actors for you, and then who is going to benefit from your estate.
That's right.
And or who's going to pay the price for your estate when you don't do planning.
Yeah, and that's
who picks up the baggage.
That's not a fun problem.
But we really need to look at this, and one of the things we've been talking more and more frequently about is trying to get more young people involved in the planning process. Ted, some of the most difficult things that we have to deal with as a law firm is when we have a young family, mom and dad, a couple kids, they're younger, and then there's been a tragedy in the home. Very oftentimes, it's a car accident. It could be a sporting accident. It could be cancer. It could be something else, something that we did not plan on happening.
Yep.
Certainly, we didn't plan on it happening when we were 40. We thought, that's only for people that are 70. Well, virtually everything that affects people at 70 can affect people at 35 or 40 as well.
Or 20.
It doesn't matter.
That's right.
And so we're just talking about especially those of you who have children. Whether you're single or married, divorced or widowed, if you have minor children, please consider getting, a basic,
absolute,
comprehensive estate plan dealing with what happens if your children are orphaned, either for a short period of time, 6 months, car accident, things of that nature, long term. So you need to deal with this situation, whether you become disabled or incapacitated and can't be a parent to your child, or obviously if you have died and orphaned them.
Yeah, that in my opinion.
These are tough.
That's the worst loss of control is putting your children out there till somebody can figure out what the best placement for that child is. And this, folks, is a simple thing to fix in your estate planning documents.
Yeah. And one of the things we always discuss with folks when they're looking at guardians to take care of their minor children is there's really two things that are happening there. One is, who will the children live with? Who will have custody of their children? Who will guide their day-to-day activities? Who is going to help them with their value system? What are your values on education and going to college? What religious ramifications there may be. So who is going to have the custodial care of that child, which is really their pseudo parent? Now, what a lot of folks don't think about when they do that is, well, the other component is the money that you're going to leave for that child. And, of course, we're very much in the camp that we think it's a best plan if you leave your money to your child in a trust that has been designed for that child.
Absolutely.
That would say, while they're a minor, here's how this works. Here's who's going to be in charge, what they can and cannot do. And then let's put some checks and balances in there. Maybe a trust protector. Ask us about that when you come in and see us. What is a trust protector and how does that help my plan?
Maybe some distribution trustee to make sure not too much money goes out at one time. Those types of things are always important in these kind of plans. And at what ages these children can manage their own funds eventually, all these kind of questions can be answered and addressed in an estate plan that's properly done.
You know, and Ted, that's a great point, you know, that we bring our minor children in. They've got this pot of money in a trust that's being managed for them while they're minors. And that at some point, as they become a young adult, we want to start bringing them into the loop, having them learn about what they've inherited and the wise use of that inheritance.
Absolutely.
Such that it's not just blown instantly day one. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and I'd love to talk to you about if you've been putting off your estate planning, you suffer from planning paralysis, give us a call. Let's talk through it because there's a solution. The numbers are wide open, and Brian is in there going, please call me. He sits here from way early in the morning, and he just needs
Brian's
people
sleeping.
To come. Yeah, we need to wake him up a little bit. So, Brian, be aware. Here we go. 888-973-5476. That's going to get you right online with your partner-in-law right now, live this morning on Seahawk Sunday at 888-973-5476. We'll be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
And good morning.
To install microwave ovens.
No, my microwave
custom ovens. Kitchen delivery.
And you know, you notice Ted's a kind of a closet singer here, and I think
that's all it is. Though.
I think we best keep it in the closet.
I believe you're correct.
Okay. So, folks, we're just talking about planning as a concept and why we do it, and why proper planning puts us in control rather than allowing things to go out of control. When we have an event intervening in our life that causes an unforeseen incapacity, whether it's permanent or temporary, and obviously if we have a premature death, and the need for younger folks to really focus in on these types of issues. So I see Mr. Mike here in Stanwood is called in this morning. Good morning, Mike. You there, Mike?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too shabby. What can we do for you, Mike?
So I have some questions. My mom, we moved her in with us in 2014. She broke her neck, and they could not operate because of her bone density.
Oh, boy.
Being on prednisone for the past 40 years. So I'm looking at moving her into a rehab facility that probably will be her last stop. I want to know a couple things. She has a will in place, but I need to know that how do I give her the support she needs after the fact? After the fact that she is moved into a home that's right choice for her to be in that home, what the best home is, and things like that.
Well, you got some compound issues going on here. Let's talk first and foremost about the most important aspect of what your problem is here, and that is the proper placement for your mom and the type of skill that's going to be required to take care of her on a go-forward basis. And there are a lot of different adult family homes and nursing homes and assisted living facilities that can provide that type of care, but you really need to have the input of a physician who can kind of give you some type of a picture about her long-term outlook health-wise, and then you got to kind of temper that with the right personnel in these various homes, and there are services out there that can help you find these types of places who will work with discharge planners and will work with doctors and that sort of thing to help you find the right type of place.
I just want to piggyback on that with Ted, Mike, that these placement services and using social workers, and they've also got nurses on staff, and they can really help evaluate for you the type of care that mom needs on a go-forward basis. And then most importantly, what's so hard for you and I to figure out is, well, where can she get that care? It's not all that easy when we start looking up places to, you know, have an aging parent. And like Ted was saying, gee, we've got nursing homes, acute care facilities, adult family homes, and each offers a different experience, but it's somewhat tempered by the availability and also by the skill set of each individual facility.
And then the next prong of your question is also very, very important, and that's how is all this going to get paid for? And that can be a tough issue, because generally speaking, you have three ways to pay for long-term care. You have long-term care insurance, which most people do not have. You have the ability to privately pay for that care, or you go on to the Medicaid system. And those are really your choices in terms of go forward. And you need proper estate planning documents in place, particularly powers of attorney for finances and health, to be able to make those types of decisions on behalf of your mother. So if those are not in her current plan, you need to update those so that they are reflective going forward for the health issues. And as you age, this is a really big issue.
But Ted, let me ask Mike a question here. Mike, what is your mother's competency?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
I'm not sure what your mother's infirmary is, but what is her cognitive, her competency level?
Well, I have power of attorney over my mom.
Okay,
good. She made that clear several years ago when we moved her into our home. We added on to the house. We put on 900 square feet more of the house and built her a suite on the house. And she's lived with us ever since 2014.
Does she have the ability? Does she have the ability to make health care and financial decisions for herself right now?
She does.
Okay.
She does.
All right. Well, that's a big component.
That's a big plan. And I think at this point, Mike, what I would, you know, certainly say is going to be in your best interest is, you know, let's, you know, bring mom in and let's review her planning documents, say where they are today and how will they be on a go forward basis. There's been a lot of change in the law the last couple of years.
Yeah. Wow.
And we want to make sure all your documents in the medical area and the power of attorney area are up to date.
Yeah.
There have been, you know, I said, a brand new laws put in place on those, and many of them have really added some beneficial things to our planning. Let's review mom's finances. You know, once you go into these, you know, skilled nursing facilities or adult family homes, I'm sure you've been looking at the cost, Mike, and they can be, you know, anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a month or more.
Easy.
Depending on, you know, what services mom needs, and we can always anticipate those needs increasing or escalating over time. So it's really, like Ted said, taking kind of are the documents in place that you need to make sure you have a continued ability to provide mom's care? Let's review mom's finances to say, well, how are they going to last? Or if mom's going to run out of money, what's the strategy that we want to employ for that?
A lot of numbers going on here. Yeah. And then in terms of placement itself, there is a good group we've worked with called Concierge Care Advisors. You can get them on the web, and they're an excellent resource for placement options for your mom, okay? You really need to make sure you've got all the tools in place before you make that move, okay? So we'd be happy to talk to you.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for your call. We really do appreciate it, and best of luck with mom, and give us a call. I'm sure we could help give you a little bit of guidance there as well. So we're going to take a quick break, and then more of your calls at 888-973-5476. And your partner in law, we will be right back, right after the news, as Tiffany knows it. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, well, I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. You need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregrick.
Now we're talking. Oh, all along the watchtower to get you going this morning. I won't sing.
Oh, good. So, hey, I'm Rick Gregrick, and I'm in with Ted Hansen, the law firm of Gregrick & Associates, of course, the main sponsors here of Your Partner in Law. And we certainly enjoy talking with you every morning. If you'd like to ask us a question or tell us a little bit about your situation and discuss it, see what we might come up with, we'd love to chat with you this morning. I know Brian's absolutely in there saying, call me.
Please call me.
Call me. Actually, and that's 888-973-5476. That'll get you right on air this morning,
and Rick,
right
that,
now.
That last caller kind of put
summed
together,
it up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, kind of put together a lot of what we deal with on a daily basis. And thank goodness he had the basics in place, at least to help mom out here. But folks, that's not always the case. And you don't always have this kind of window that he had to kind of get these documents in place to get this thing going. So sooner, folks, is always better than later.
Okay? Plan early and plan often.
That's right.
Folks, according to a Gallup poll, we've all heard of Gallup, 51% of non-retired Americans do not think they have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. That should come as no surprise.
That should come as
I'm
no
surprised
surprise.
It's only 51%.
Yep.
When we look at the numbers, folks, retiring is expensive.
That's
and
right.
We're going to go over some of the classic fails in estate planning, if you will, because we don't want these types of mistakes, these failures on your part to really crack up your nest egg. You know, we don't want broken eggs in retirement. So we want to make sure that we are shoring up these types of things.
Absolutely.
And despite what we read frequently in the, you know, online or wherever you go to get your news, I guess it's mostly online today. I guess there's a couple newspapers left and things like that. But one of the things that is becoming an increasing problem is failing to consider the effect of income taxes on retirement income. Many, many folks believe that you in retirement that, you know, Social Security isn't taxed. Well, for many of you that have other earned income, even in relatively modest amounts,
it can be.
Even your Social Security can be taxed up to 85% of its value.
That's right.
And so that can really put a big damper on thinking when we do go into this fixed income mode of retirement, Boy, we've got to have the right type of financial engines, if you will, put in place, and the right spending habits and setting things up. And it takes some time to do this, folks. Just you can't wait till 2 years after you retire to say, gee, I ought to get around to it. Yep. You should be really planning your retirement on the first day you start working. That's I know that's utopian. And
these things are hard really to fix when you actually reach the door, right? You can't go back on these guys.
So number one thing we want to do, folks, is make sure when we're doing your forecasting and you're doing your forecasting and your pro formas of what you're going to need to live on in retirement, you must take a realistic approach on taxes and must make sure that you think they're increasing. Boy, I'm getting the music again. This break seemed to go.
I think he wants you to take a break.
This one went so fast with that news at the bottom of the hour. Right. We're going to come back, and then we're going to talk more about the failures that you need to overcome and shore up. Give us a call, 888-973-5476. Your partner in law will be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Hey, and welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, law firm of Gregorick & Associates. Hey, find us on the web, rjglegal.com. Check us out while you're there. Sign up for our newsletters. Hey, we got a new feature on the website also. That's at rjglegal.com. If you sign up for an appointment there, just fill out all the information there, and you can click through, and you actually get an automated estate plan organizer,
yeah,
our life
really
plan
well.
Organizer. And you can do it all in the comfort of your home, and you can work on that over time and save it. And do that. It's all a nice, safe, secure environment. So So nothing's being sold. It's
that's
not going
right.
to
and, that, and that's step number one, folks, is actually sitting down and being able to address some of these questions and to gather all of your assets so you know exactly what you have. Most of us have a pretty good idea, but I don't know how many of us actually commit that to paper and commit these various positions in your plan and who are these people going to be that are going to make these decisions
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, taking that people inventory is a big part of this planning.
Big thing.
So, folks, we are talking about the fails, if you will. You know, we go online and they have the top 10 boating fails, the top 10 docking fails. I'm a boater, so all these boating fails usually results in boat sinking or things of that nature. I love the ones on the boat ramp fails, you know.
Yeah, these are the things that will...
Those are pretty fun.
These are the things that will tank you in retirement.
But these
things
are serious, folks. Yeah. And we said the first one was really failing to consider the effects of your taxes on your retirement income and potentially taxes on your Social Security. Failing to consider the effect of health care costs in retirement. Folks...
I think that should be number one.
You just got to assume they're going to be high. I remember, Ted, so vividly the last few years of my dad's life, in fact, maybe the last decade. He's in California, of course, and I'm up here, and I would want to schedule trips to go visit. And it was, well, let me look at my calendar. Now, it wasn't a calendar that said, gee, I'm going to be on vacation or I'm doing this or, you know, fun stuff like that. It was trying to squeeze me in periods of time between doctor's appointments and lab appointments and testing appointments. His whole life was really geared around his health care and making sure he managed to maintain that, which was no small task. And so it was very interesting. But you've got to really look at these very, very objectively. And whatever you think it's going to cost, go ahead and double it, and you might be in the ballpark. And then, you know, the effect of long-term care costs. Ted, I know this is something you harp on with clients on a daily basis.
I do.
It's easy to forget to consider the day-to-day cost of long-term care, whether it's assisted living, nursing homes, in-home care. Folks, Medicare does not pay for long-term care. They will pay for up to 100 days of rehabilitative care.
Yes, that's
if
correct.
You're admitted to a rehabilitative facility after spending 3 days in the hospital and are discharged there for rehabilitation.
That's absolutely right. And then so many people, Rick, get blindsided by this discharge planning issue that they think that there's a safety net behind this program, and all of a sudden the doctor's saying, you are going to be discharged on Tuesday, but more importantly, you are not going back home. You're going somewhere else, and all of a sudden you're faced with this.
Yeah, and then where do you go? How are you going to pay for it? I mean,
blindsides people.
It's really important, folks. So we really need to get in there and look at that. I mean, we've said on this show for many, 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 many years that long-term care insurance is certainly something that each of us needs to evaluate on how that might fit into our planning. Yep. So we really need to make sure we have considered that. Our fourth failure is not having enough liquidity and having an emergency fund. You know, we need money invested properly for retirement, but then we also need to be able to access it easily without creating unnecessary taxes. And this all has to do with properly setting up our portfolio, which is going to be different, folks, than when you were 40s and 50s or maybe 60s, on how you deal with your portfolio as you approach and move into and manage your way through your retirement years, those good years. There are things you need to do differently. And we need to sit down with you and your financial advisors and your CPAs, as the case might be, and help you create that plan that gives you that liquidity in a favored way so that you're not unnecessarily spending taxes and other things. So this is a really big problem we find for many folks.
Oh, yeah.
Is this liquidity issue. And then the next one, which is a really an emotional one as well, and having to do with the family home. You just simply can't, you know, depending on your estate and everything, you just can't have too much of your assets tied up in your home. Just like our last point was, homes are not liquid. You need to have liquidity, and your home may be a portion of an item where you have to help generate that. And then as we move into our retirement years, Ted, do you need that big house? Do you need that multi-leveled, multi-storied house?
Yep.
stairways, you know, all this kind of stuff. Do you really need that, or should you even be in that as we retire?
Yeah. Number one issue I hear is that, too. It's like, I've got this gigantic house. I need to downsize. I can't go upstairs anymore. All of these things are all related to this topic here.
And so as we look at each of these issues, they're all interrelated with each other, but we need to address them equally. When we're looking at our estate and elder planning, we need to look at the legal side, the financial side, the housing side, the medical side, all of these things, and we've been preaching this for 20 years, they must simply be properly integrated into your plan such that if these events or when these events occur, your plan is ready to be put into action and work the way you anticipate it to work. So we're almost halfway through the list.
We'll get
My
there.
Goodness, there's so many
we're
things we need
it.
To consider. And when we get back, your calls at 888-973-5476. Don't touch that dial or that button. Your partner-in-law. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450 or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
All righty, welcome back. Boy, we're in the waning minutes of our hour here this morning with you. It goes by so fast, folks. So we're kind of talking about some of the top 10 fails that we need to address as we are planning for our retirement, or maybe if we're in retirement, things we need to do to perhaps fine-tune or adjust that. So we talked about failing to consider the effect of taxes on your retirement, failing to consider the effect of health care cost, failing to consider the effect of potential long-term care costs in addition to all your other costs of retirement, failing to have sufficient liquidity and an emergency fund as we go into retirement. This should be lessons for all of us, but it's so critical when we get near retirement. Having too much money tied up in our home can be a problem. There are solutions, but we need to work through these. Don't do any knee-jerk reactions. You have to. All these decisions need to be made in the context of the whole. And so often, Ted, I find that folks make some of these decisions without considering everything else that surrounds it. And those are where we end up with unintended consequences. People say, well, I thought I did the right thing because I did X. Well, X is usually one of the things we need to do. There's very rarely a thing we need to do. We need to integrate lots of things between our legal, our housing, our medical. All these things have to be properly integrated into your plan to have a proper life plan, estate plan. We've been, I think we coined the term life planning almost 20 years ago, and it's just what it is. It's planning your life. The death planning is part of that, but we got to get there first. And making sure that your retirement has not got much debt as you go into retirement. We really need to make sure we are as close to debt-free, including no mortgage, folks. If you can go into retirement debt-free, boy, you're going to be way ahead compared to those who have mortgages on the house. Just think of the last recession, Ted, of those folks who were in their 60s and 70s, maybe beyond, but yet they had had mortgages. A lot of folks were buying that big, beautiful new home during, you know, the big real estate buildup that, the party was never going to stop increasing real estate prices. Of course, we know the party always stops and market readjusts. And we had an awful lot of seniors get trapped in that, mode. And so it was just a constant parade of tears in the office. You know, you've gone your whole life and all of a sudden you're 70 years old and you end up losing your home. Folks, this is not anything that any of you or any of us would want. And, you know, another issue that, you know, again, you'd think we'd be much more savvy at this over time. It's been around since 1934, so we've had a few years to get used to it and to figure it out. But then again, it's a moving target. But we need to make sure we are planning our Social Security benefits properly. And when do we start our benefits? We've talked about this a lot. Many folks who start taking it at 62, even the IRS's own information seems to indicate that at least 60-70% of those folks are taking their money prematurely, therefore negating some of the longer-term benefits, because at 62, you only get 75% of your full retirement benefit. And then if you wait beyond your full retirement benefit, your full retirement 70, yeah, you get 134%.
A third more, folks. It's,
you know,
it's
amazing.
And that's
over your life. And there's only about a, you know, if you're going to make it to 80, if you think your life expectancy is going to exceed 80 years of life, you're probably better off waiting as long as you can. And again, this is why we want to start early. We've actually had strategies, Ted, where we've looked at folks and they said, well, they didn't want to dip into their savings, so they took Social Security early. Well, that's the kind of thinking that gets us in trouble.
Yeah.
My Social Security, by waiting, I'm getting 8% a month tax-free, potentially. And where else do I get 8% guaranteed by waiting? No place that I'm aware of that's free.
Yep.
And so sometimes the strategy, and this is something, you know, a lot of planning we can actually put a pencil to. Or an Excel spreadsheet.
And this is one of those that we can put a pencil to.
So we can sit there and say, what if instead of taking Social Security early, you wait, but during that waiting period to supplement the income, we withdraw something from retirement accounts. So this is going to be, how do we set those accounts up? Which are retirement accounts? Which are taxable accounts? Which are the IRAs? Which are Roths? What are your non-qualified investment plans set up as, and how do we structure that? Because we can generally show that you're going to be money ahead by having a continued higher income by waiting that little bit longer period of time.
That's right.
And please don't make the decision saying, well, I'm going to take Social Security now no matter what, no matter how stupid it is, because I don't think it's going to be around in 3 to 5 years.
That's a lot of common perception out there.
And folks, it's going to be here. It's going to be different for those that are young today. The program will evolve and change over time, but I'm pretty confident that we will have a Social Security program. I think people are going to be contributing to it longer, perhaps increasing percentages. We'll see the retirement age stretching out. I mean, my goodness, 1934, the retirement age was 65,
right,
and the average life expectancy was about 72.
That's right.
Well, today, the average life expectancy is into the 80s. And
with the old rules in place.
With the old rules. So, you know, it makes sense that we're going to start adapting this as to new changing environmental situations that we have. Then here's the one that's so hard, folks. You've been working your whole life. You get retirement and you're going, yahoo, I'm retired. Please be careful. Spending too much too early in retirement can be a plan, because that money that you spend too much too early is no longer available to help with your financial engine
and your health care and your
money.
Yes, and everything
so,
else.
So, you know, it's a little bit of restraint somewhat early on sometimes is necessary.
We don't want to kill all the buzz here, though.
We've got to have some fun.
Good, right? So.
And then failing to really look at the various risks that you have, not just, you know, in your investments, obviously, how your portfolio is set up. You want to be somewhat risk averse. You want to stay in the game, but you want to make sure that it's tempered for some sort of reasonable security lacking. What we don't want is a big volatility in our investment accounts.
Yeah.
Nice smooth ride, but not that. And then lastly, we're running out of time here, of course, but I think probably one of the most important first steps you should do is work with a qualified estate and elder planning attorney to start the process of your life planning and build in this integration that we have. And we're out of time, and we got a Seahawks game today. I'm going to be there cheering on the Hawks, so go Hawks. We are going to crush the Cowboys.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorek. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.